allow me to greet you. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to hail the Secretary General of North Atlantic Alliance, Andres Fogh Rasmussen, who has visited Georgia several times. First time he was here in the capacity of Prime Minister of Denmark after Russian invasion of Georgia. We quite well recall his solidarity to Georgian people, his brave resolve and humane announcement of solidarity to in the capacity of Secretary General of NATO. He expressed his strong support towards Georgian democracy. He scores of time stated his furtherance of Georgia's integration to NATO. In the course of his tenure as the Secretary General, we were transferred to the group of aspirant countries in so the announcements at the Lisbon and then Chicago summit regarding Georgian integration, they were of incremental statements, the steps, rhetorics, and rhetoric is very important. And we very often hear that the Georgian accession to NATO is sort of dragged in time. And I want to tell to the skeptics, so we hear such propaganda like NATO looks like a horizon. You approach and it is getting farther. So because every visit, and this is not the case, I want to tell to the critics. So every visit to the Secretary General, every visit of the North Atlantic Council, and they arrived here almost right after the war 2008, every ministerial event which is conducted in Brussels, this is another step. This is more integration of Georgia to the most influential military and political organization. This is further rapprochement, additional guarantees of security to Georgia. This is another expression of conviction of Georgia's future. We like very much our guests. We of course like to receive the Secretary General in Georgia, but we know that they are not just mere tourists who take pleasure and delight in traveling in the country. And I want to tell, I won't tell the skeptics. It's not like they arrived, they say something, and they left in the democratic world statements. Support has its concrete value, continuation, and people who cannot evaluate this properly. He is coming from the time then words has no price. Then the authoritarian regime made us live in the kingdom of lies. And when we are speaking about North Atlantic organization, every statement, every step forward, every declaration is bearing historical character for Georgia and for our region. It goes without saying that we are proud of our soldiers who are partaking in ISAF operation in Afghanistan. We reckon that they are the best sons of our country, the face of Georgia, manifestation of the Georgian bravery and combat spirit. We want to bow to the best children of Georgia who sacrificed their lives, so representatives of multi-ethnical groups of Georgia, for the best future of the country. But I would like to tell you that our pride, historical pride, was being the part of great progressive coalition. Georgian salvation lies in this direction, and I think that we took proper step when we joined the operation and then we increased our presence in Afghanistan. And this is of very important historical significance for Georgia. We have decided internal political issues. As you might be aware, this morning we very so dubious step has been undertaken in the field of the issues related to human rights, Georgian democracy. We have spoken very openly and outright on these issues. Georgia is passing through a very difficult stage in this regard. So in the long-term perspective, we will overcome every barrier. We will accede to NATO. We will be shaped up as full-fledged democracy, but we are passing through a very difficult period when facing so group of and the set of problematic issues. This is all I wanted to say. I want to welcome His Excellency Secretary General, and after we'll be able to take questions. Thank you.
Mr. President, thank you for those kind words. It's always a pleasure to visit Georgia. Georgia is in so many ways a model partner for NATO. You play a strong role in our operations. You are carrying through important reforms. And you are committed to democracy and to membership of the alliance. In Afghanistan, you make an outstanding contribution. Your soldiers are playing a vital part in international efforts to stop terrorism spreading to other parts of the world, including this region. Their deployment abroad is helping to make Georgia safer at home. Your soldiers have shown their courage and their commitment, and some have made the ultimate sacrifice. I was deeply saddened by the tragic losses in recent weeks, and I offer my condolences to the families and loved ones of the fallen and to the Georgian people. We honor their memory and we stand firm in our resolve. Here at home, Georgians have shown great commitment to democracy. Last year's elections were a landmark. They were free and fair, and they led to the first peaceful transition of power in Georgia's history. Mr. President, I congratulate you for overseeing that historic moment. We know from history that democracy is a continuous test, not a one-off event. I trust all political players in Georgia can prove that they can work together for the benefit of all people, within the rule of law and the Constitution, and to make sure that this year's presidential election meets the same high standards. We will continue to follow events in Georgia closely, and Georgia can count on NATO's support. Our principles and our decisions are clear. They have not changed. We support the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Georgia within its internationally recognized borders. Georgia will become a member of this alliance, provided you meet the necessary requirements. You will take your rightful place in the Euro-Atlantic family. NATO's door remains open, and Georgia knows what is necessary to walk through it. So, I look to all in Georgia to continue what has been begun. Take on the reforms, further strengthen your democracy. This will benefit the whole Georgian people and benefit Georgia's Euro-Atlantic aspirations.
Thank you. Kit Röbe.
Allow me to greet you. TV company Maestro, Your Excellency, you at the meeting with the students, you spoke about the importance of consensus regarding the construction of the new state. But we saw many high-ranked detainees, like Manon Merabishvili, former prime minister, which caused concern of European parliamentarians and the US Congress members. You met the opposition, you met the chair of the parliament, the president, and the other leaders of the opposition speak about political persecution. What arguments you heard from the government? And I want to ask you, in general, what you think about the new policy of reinstating justice by the new government, which is related to democratic, so build up in Georgia and membership in NATO.
To make clear that we follow recent arrests of former government officials with great concern. I have, in my conversation with representatives of the government, stressed that we expect Georgian authorities and Georgian courts to fully respect the fundamental principles of the rule of law and ensure people due process. Let me stress that we are not going to interfere with these judicial processes, but it is crucial to avoid even the perception that these judicial processes are politically motivated. The government has assured me that such prosecutions will live up to respect for the rule of law. People will be ensured due process. The processes will be fully transparent. And we would expect Jordan authorities and Jordan courts to live up to those basic principles. I say this in very strong terms because while NATO is a military alliance, we are much more than that. NATO is also a community of values, a community of values based on freedom, individual liberty, democracy, the rule of law, respect for human rights, including rights of minorities. And for aspiring countries, it is absolutely crucial to fully live up to and respect these principles.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary General. May we brought all your citizens to get rid.
I would say just a couple of words. You have heard the statement of the Secretary General that he expresses quite high concern regarding the processes which you have touched upon. A couple of days ago in Luxembourg was held the EU ministerial session, the Foreign Ministers Association. This is the executive body which is making decision on the integration of other countries into EU. They discussed, they debated the issues of Georgia, and you heard the statements by the foreign ministers where they voice sort of warning like Georgia and the Ukraine. It was mentioned that these are the problematic countries, and let me remind you that the self same ministers 2 years ago were saying that Georgia is a front runner regarding the integration to the European space. And after 2 years, what kind of vow? So we committed, and we were excellent students, and we are right now we turned into very poor students with poor performance. How we managed to do this? What our foreign policy looks like? We were the front runners. We used to be commended. I mean, we were used as an exemplary country. And right now, we are sort of referred to as one of the problematic issues as concerns the European integration. I think that this must serve as the source of concern for every political party. We are not sort of capitalizing this against somebody, this issue. Because this is related to us, the president, every political party must work to move Georgia away from this dangerous zone. Because if the ministers Foreign ministers of EU state that Georgia's integration has been brought to a halt. This is meaning Georgia's rolling backward for many years. Nobody can take liking of the sliding back of Georgia. So we must not draw delimitation lines. We are not in the kindergarten, then the sort of the reprimand made by the teacher in the kindergarten is forgotten after a couple of minutes. These sort of statements bear very serious significance. This is a noteworthy story, as this is a food for thought. Today in the morning, you must be in the know that a couple of dozens of Tbilisi city assembly, they were detained and in handcuffs. They were sort of brought around the city. They were involved in the tour, in the forceful tour. And the idea of freedom and democracy is much more. I would like to thank the Secretary General, who has commended me during his meeting with the students, who used very good words. But democracy is much wider than Saakashvili or separate taken leader. Freedom is not Saakashvili. So the democratic buildup does not infer Saakashvili. For example, David Ninidze, Datsun Ninidze. 24 hours, this is a person who is, nobody can take any, I don't know anyone who is much more honest than this person. I really don't know this person. This is the paragon of being, of honesty. So, in members of intelligentsia, the builder of New Georgia, wherever we need it, this person. This person who showed up with architects, and he designed the project of New Kutaisi, New Batumi, New Signage, New Kvareli, whatever. And overall, Tbilisi. I don't know, maybe you don't like Kvareli Mestia. Yesterday, a certain individual said that this was all disgusting. But one detains Ninidze, whoever, as a wolf and put a handcuff and drag him along the city. This is a shameful spot not for the government who is committing this, but everybody who were the bystanders, who were the eyewitnesses. This makes us sick. And when we are speaking about free elections, my friend and a leading candidate for the National Movement who was detained back then, almost 37 days, this person, on a very disputed, very shaky charges, was detained, who was not going to run somewhere. And he was on within my delegation, because I was going abroad, and he was detained, and he's incarcerated. He's behind the bars. This is not a normal situation. We must give another thought to that. Let me reiterate, I don't want to be a foe of any, and don't want to go against anyone. I don't want to score political whatever. I don't want to gain political scores. We must think that democracy is resting on values, as it has been said. Thank you. I beg your pardon for it.
It's not a secret that Georgia's success indicators are higher than any other the countries that are actually already members of NATO. And I'm talking about successful reforms in judiciary, reforms about corruption and military, as well as elections. Still, Georgia is asked repeatedly higher and higher standards to qualify in order to be a NATO member. Basically, the question is that do we have to expect any more milestones to overcome, more tests, or are we doing enough, or is it is the list complete, basically? And Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General said that coming elections are another milestone for Georgia. What are you going to do after these elections to make sure that Georgia's chosen path continues? Thank you.
What did I tell you? Not about second question. What did I tell you? The first question, they would try to trick you though. To trick you on these things. That's a typical negative propaganda against NATO, that NATO comes up with new goals all the time to keep us away.
And I can assure you that there are no double standards. The requirements for Georgia will be absolutely the same as requirements for any other aspirant country. You have already made a lot of progress, and this is a reason why I have also publicly stated that Georgia has moved closer to NATO. But there is still work to do, and we all know that, and the Georgian authorities know that, when it comes to reforms of your military, when it comes to reforms of the judiciary, but also sustaining democracy, and of course the upcoming presidential elections are an important element in that. So we are not setting new higher standards. When Georgia meets the normal standards and live up to the normal requirements, then we have achieved our ultimate goal. And let me reiterate what we said in Bucharest 2008. Georgia will become a member of NATO once Georgia fulfills the necessary requirements.
After the elections, when you're no longer president, yeah. What are your plans? What are you going to do to make sure that Georgia stays on the chosen path?
Well, not that I've deliberated too much about it. I know that Secretary General's term is also expiring, so he's also thinking what he will do whether one day after that. Maybe we'll sit all of us together and make up our mind together about it. That's just kidding, but in a way, I want to stay not just in politics, but to stay something I would like to focus on bringing up the standards of political awareness and education. That's something that really bothers me. I think one of the main reasons why some of the things come here is from the absence of basic knowledge and basic standards of what it means. And from that point of view, I would do my best to also be on the this instructive educational value-based side of politics rather than just purely like current politics. And I don't know how to do it yet, but that's what one of the things that I generally think that one of the main problems we have today also in my country is a lot of lack of education, absence of basic consensus of what the political values are. Not that this exists anywhere in the world, but at least some basics of it. So we would like to work on that one.
Dimitri Avaliani, Tabula.
Dimitri Avaliani.
The coalition are insisting that UNM, for former ruling party, should cease to exist, and that this party should be sent to political oblivion. Political rhetoric is often linked to the arrest of former officials. What is your take on that in the context of the importance of political cohabitation?
I think I've been a politician for many, many years myself, and I think, honestly speaking, sometimes I have also expressed the wish that this or that party might disappear from Earth. But of course, in reality, it's for the voters to decide. This is actually the essence of being a mature democracy, that judicial processes and the courtrooms should not replace parliament and should not replace the will of the people. It is for the people to decide which political parties should be represented in the parliament. It's for the people to decide who should form government and who should be moved to opposition. So that's my answer to that. It's also about political culture. It's important to realize that true democracy is much more than just majority rule. A true democracy is also about respect for minorities, including political minorities, including the opposition. True democracy is also about dialogue and cohabitation.
You see, what did I tell you? That's kind of things I want to spread as a message all over and replicate.